This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are waiting on the world to change. That's our theme song. Thankfully, we're doing it in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, with good folks here in the Northern Plains from 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken and Tioga and Stanley, Watford City and Williston, KLTC and Dickinson. So we can, as much as we do want the world to change, from the way it seems to be drifting, we're glad we're here while we're waiting, right? It's a war, really. This kind of war, right? Mania has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. 24-hour showings, half of the screens in most theaters dedicated to the whole deal. Who's your favorite Star Wars character, Todd, would you say?
I'm not a big Star Wars guy. I'm more of a Spaceballs guy.
You don't have a favorite?
The Mel Brooks movie. So no, I hate Star Wars. I really do. Yeah.
That's just not my thing, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have some people mad at you, Todd.
Yeah, call Todd, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Call
demonizing
Todd
Star Wars. There you go. not hate, but yeah. I got tired of the over-commercialization of it, I guess.
Okay, Manny, do you have a favorite?
Well, actually, it's funny. I just was giving Todd some crap here for not being. I'm actually not much of a Star Wars person myself, but
there you go.
But I will say, you know, that I'd probably go with Darth Vader, just because of the, you know, the James Earl Jones voice. And,
sure,
you know, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll agree with that.
Me and James Earl kind of have the same type of deep baritone
Luke,
voice.
I am
so,
your
you know,
father.
Here's mine.
In this installment of the StarWars.com 10, we're picking our little green friend's finest words of Jedi wisdom, from the Council on Coruscant to his days on Dagobah. For this list, we're focusing on quotes from the Star Wars films only, ranking them on memorability.
Yeah. Get to it, for crying out loud.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not.
He's powerful.
You know who that is? Yoda! Yoda's the man.
And for Christmas, Scott's getting a new toy, Yoda.
I'm not much of a Star Wars guy. I stopped watching, I think, when Yoda came on the scene, Return of the Jedi. Many, 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 many years. I saw the first one and maybe one or two after that, and then I was done. So, but you know what? A lot of people are into it.
Dexter says the two guys in the studio that hate Star Wars should be beaten over the head and kicked out of the studio and fired.
I never said I hated Star Wars. I said I'm not much of a Star Wars guy.
I said hated, and okay, I do retract hated.
You do?
I said sort of tongue-in-cheek hated, not like, you know, hate, but
okay.
I don't care for. Can I say that? Am I entitled to an opinion of not liking a movie?
Yeah, you are. Okay. It's, you know, look, we're real here. We give
it's
you the real deal.
Just
we're not going to
movie, everybody. Quit living by it.
We're not going to jump onto the craze. I talked to a fellow the other night who works nights, okay? Works nights, had three teenage boys. His wife got up at 2 in the morning, brought the boys into town. They lived, a few miles out of town, and met him at the theater, and they went to the 3 a.m. showing. Whatever, last night or whenever the first night was. Yeah, no kidding. Isn't that something?
And course, there are people that camp out like 3 days before Black Friday, too, so why should a 3 a.m. showing? By the way, somebody just texted they've never seen Star Wars either.
Well, there are a few of us out there, right?
Yeah, a few. You never
anyway,
have any?
No, I mean, not this one.
I mean the original Star Wars, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times?
How else could I have a favorite?
I'm not one of those people who sees a movie a ton of times.
By seeing the, you know. By seeing, you could have a favor by seeing the, you know, various clips on various shows.
No.
YouTube and stuff.
You got to watch the movie to get Yoda and love all his wisdom. You know, I mean, he's a weird looking dude, but I'm telling you, he had some wisdom.
Yoda was pretty cool.
He was. He had good good stuff. Anyway, sorry, enough Star Wars talk. We had to join every other media outlet on the planet and do the Star Wars thing for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Just
because
had to, huh?
It's the big thing. It's the big thing. It's what's happening. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air, and we are glad you're out there. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. We have till the bottom of the hour to talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. Bottom of the hour, Mark Skogerbo will be here. He does our Constitution class on our Freedom Fridays on the program, and we're gonna break down the Second Amendment today on the program. We want to talk about any Second Amendment questions you have, and find out where we've gone wrong on the threats against the founders' intent of gun ownership, which is on the rise right now because of all the threats out there. So we look forward to that later on this hour. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. That's right, great gift giving idea, and you get one heck of a deal. When you say, hey, that Scott guy sent me, that Todd guy sent me, I heard all about the pillow deal. I want the deal. You pay for one, you get four. When you call 800-506-9028, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And that 60-night money-back guarantee is even better now. It goes till March 1. When you buy over the holidays. This thing comes with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. 10-year warranty. Often you get a chance to give something like that at the holidays. So pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. All right. We have some texts to get to, some calls to get to. Go ahead and roll a call, the longer one, Todd, that came in during the break. We'll roll that. Others welcome at 800.
I would do that to Charlie Brown Christmas play when I was in third grade, and I'll give you my age. I'm 44, so that was a long time ago. I played Linus in that play, and our school gym was just packed at that time in Henry, North Dakota. And it's unbelievable. This world has become. We forgot Christmas. And we don't even think about Thanksgiving anymore. We just go from Christmas, but nobody wants to. All these foreign people that come in here want to take it away from us. I believe if they don't like it, stay away. It's Christmas. Whether you like it or not, it just don't. But don't ruin it for somebody else. I guess that's my thought. And I still remember the day when I played Linus. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I don't. I have a little different take on the reason for all this insanity like happened at the Kentucky school. I don't see it as he put it, as foreign people wanting to take it away. In other words, immigrants that have come here that now say, you know, you need to conform to my beliefs. I don't sense that's the problem. I sense the problem. Look at the good example, the Fighting Sioux battle. That really was not among the Native American community. There was overwhelming support among Native Americans. A couple of very political, very powerful individuals certainly had some influence within the Native American community, ironically enough, that had nothing to do with the schools, UND, at all, but had some influence and some sway and scared politicians enough that they didn't really want to take a stand, whatever. But it was much more white professors trying to get Native American students to believe that they were victims, which many of them didn't buy. Right? So that wasn't a Native American, you know, Native Americans taking offense saying change the name. I don't think in the case of Christmas it's, you know, immigrants saying, I don't like Christmas because I celebrate something different. I think it's lawyers, you know, looking for work. You know, these ACLU, and it's the politically correct crowd that's playing to that element. So I think it's a little bit different. Let's take some text here. Let's see here. Scott, I agree with that caller who called earlier about Representative Kramer. The state of North Dakota was betrayed by Kramer again by signing that omnibus spending bill. There are more bad things in this bill than good. Instead of Rick Becker running for governor, he should run for the House of Representatives. We need a conservative, not a rhino. Next week when Kramer comes on the radio, he'll have more excuses why he voted on this bill. Kramer needs to go next election cycle, says Gordon. Which reminds me, emailer here from earlier asking when we were going to give more coverage to the North Dakota governor's race, saying you need to do more to make sure people understand who Rick Becker really is. He is not in sync with conservatives on social issues like abortion. All right. And while he might agree on some fiscal issues, he's quite extreme in the details, including cutting $1.5 billion from the budget and forcing local communities like Watford City to bond more for infrastructure, even when the state has the money. That's why conservatives like Al Carlson, Todd Porter oppose him. And while he says he will only run as a Republican, his first response was it was unlikely he would run as a Libertarian, but he attended their convention, and the Libertarian Party did not choose a governor candidate despite selecting the lieutenant governor. Well, I actually think Rick Becker is a better fit in the Libertarian Party because of the social issues. I've heard one time him describe himself as an atheist and another as agnostic. I'm not sure which it is, or I should say heard him described as. I don't know what he himself describes himself as, but so I do think there's some areas there. But appreciate the comments, one and all. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Mass is for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yeah! Frosty the Snowman! Did you cry when Frosty melted?
Yes.
Be honest, I did too.
Oh, absolutely. How can you not?
I don't cry anymore. But I, you know,
don't cry anymore. What's wrong with you?
When I watch that, you already know.
So
you get the little twinge in the corner of the eye, you know, reminiscent of the first time you saw Frosty melting there, and I was so bummed out. That was a great show. And then Burl Ives singing. Oh my gosh!
Good and you know, stuff. There's one line I still quote out of that movie. I quote on a regular basis.
Busy.
That guy was great. Yeah, exactly. I love that one. My mom had this thing every year that would be on the television. I mean, from you know, like 18, 19 after I left home on every year when that show was, hey, it's on. And years, she would, you know, call 10 times a Christmas because it would be on one of the cable channels 20 times. Right? Not like the old days when it'd be like, it's Charlie Brown Christmas night. Remember that when it was night?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, it was that night, but now it's... Now you DVD it, right? You watch it on Netflix, you know. 21 past the hour. It's What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have another Christmas gift-giving idea for you. We have a little fun adventure plan to go see the Minnesota Wild on the 28th of February. It's a 2 o'clock game. It's a Sunday. And what we'll do is, and we're doing this sort of centrally located like we did the Twins one last time for the What's On Your Mind audience. Some come from Western Minnesota, some come from Western North Dakota, and we meet in the middle here in Fargo and hop a bus. And so the deal is the bus will load at 6:45 a.m. that Sunday, the 28th, at Chandler High School, depart at 7 a.m. sharp, arrive at downtown St. Paul so you can, you know, have some lunch, walk over to the XL Energy Center. Puck drops at 2, and, of course, UND fans will be able to see Zach Parise, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi is now called up for the Florida Panthers, so it'll be great fun. And this is just a blast. Minnesota Wild, Florida Panthers, Sunday, February 28th, $229 a person. You get a premium seat in the double attack zone. These are the spendy seats, obviously. And stress-free bus travel, thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. Looking forward to that. If you want to go and use that in, you know, maybe somebody's stocking, call Marie. She's waiting for your call right now at 855-200-1776, 800. I did it again. 855-200-1776.
Well, they work like an 800 number, so that's... In case somebody's not familiar with 855, sometimes people don't realize that we ran out of 800, so 877-866-855-844.
They're all toll-free numbers. You're right.
Yep.
Yes. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email her, marie@flagfamily.com. marie@flagfamily.com. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for your calls and your comments on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale, half and whole teardrop hams on sale at all Hornbacher's locations for $279. And the Big Flavor Tour is at the Fargo Dome for the NDSU football game. Tailgating starts late this afternoon up until about kickoff. Stop by and see them under the green and gold tent west side of the dome. And they have a big heater in there, too. So plus the tangy summer sausage, the ham. You're going to want to check it all out. You know what I'm saying? James and Hazen, you're next on that Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Make a comment. I heard at the top of the hour a comment by Nancy Pelosi. They're talking about this budget deal. And she made the comment she wasn't happy about crude oil getting shipped out across the world from the United States because that took away refinery jobs. The only problem I have with that is the glaring hypocrisy of the fact that it is really, really hard to build a refinery in the United States because of all the restrictions that the liberals and Democrats and tree huggers that are out there put on a refinery company. So where are the jobs going to go if they're not making any jobs?
Yeah. I mean, cry me a river, because if you're really concerned about refinery jobs, lift some restrictions. You're exactly right. Build a few more refineries. I mean, one of the reasons the crude oil export ban is so necessary is because the refineries here are limited in number, and most of them not equipped for Bakken sweet crude. They're equipped for heavy crude, so we need the ability to send our crude to be refined over there. So you're exactly right. It's necessary because of policies that she stood for. But that's Nancy Pelosi, right? She's going to demagogue everything. You know, I mean, she's got to find something to complain about. And the refinery...
Making your own rope to hang yourself with. I mean, that's what a liberal agenda is all about.
It is in, by the way, that House bill. Obviously, if Nancy Pelosi is complaining about it, and I just got word from others that it has to pass the Senate, but this is getting very close to a reality. It's a big deal for the North Dakota oil and gas industry and for domestic oil production in general. It's a big deal. It really levels the playing field like it should be leveled. I'm glad it happened. And it will help, you know, open up some markets and ease the pain of these low prices right now. So it's a good deal for sure. Appreciate the call, James. Thanks a bunch. And I'm with you on Nancy Pelosi. Bill in Washburn, what's on your mind?
Yeah, as far as taking God out of the schools and stuff, how's it going since we took a lot of the schools and the government? It's not going too well. And you just have to look at a couple things to believe in God. First of all, this creation, it's the greatest witness there is that there is a God. There's so many millions of miracles of living things that we know we have an awesome creator out there.
Yeah, no, I don't want to offend anybody with this comment because, you know, if you make your life, make your living in the radio business offending people, pretty soon you'll be out of a job, right? Or at least make sure there's less people that are offended than are that agree with you. But I can't imagine walking through life with zero faith. No belief, right? That you think everything just happened as an accident, right? You just are, you know. I mean, to not believe that every single person you look in the eye is made in the image and likeness of God, and there is a purpose for that person, right? And that you look at that beautiful sky or that beautiful, you know, a landscape that we have so much of here in the Northern Plains, and think that it just happened, total accident, right? I mean, some place you're pushing it, and that's just how it is. I can't imagine. I don't know how you'd exist, Bill, you know?
I don't either, because look at the birds that fly, even bugs, even whales, everything is a miracle. And evolution is just utter nonsense, but the liberals have got us believing it, half the country anyway, and it's just foolishness. And look how things are going since we kicked God out of the schools. And we're in trouble. We're killing babies by the millions, and people are on drugs and gangs around. We've got to get back to God.
Mother Teresa is going to be a saint. The Vatican announced last night, and she was on track for it. They have to attribute two miracles to saints in order to be saints, and they've just now confirmed the second one that they attribute to her. So she is. I posted something that somebody sent me yesterday, and it was a comment of hers in a book she wrote. And the comment was, if abortion isn't wrong, then nothing is wrong. And again, that's not Scott Hannon saying that. That's not your pastor saying that. That's not somebody you vehemently disagree. This is Mother Teresa. This is little old Mother Teresa who just went about her life in a very simple, humble way, helping people. Profound commentary. Profound commentary. And I would encourage people that maybe think differently to just ponder that statement a little bit, and maybe it'll put you in a different place. Bill, appreciate the call. Thank you. And you're not the first to mention that today. So, Clay Ann and Minot is next. We'll get to her, and then we have the Mark, the Freedom Poet, on Constitution Freedom Friday.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work, it's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace, it's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, whether it's Charlie Brown Christmas, which we spent a little time talking about, or Star Wars that we've been talking about, including sage advice from Yoda. We got you covered today on What's on Your Mind. Freedom Friday. Every Friday we do a Constitution class. We're going to zero in on the Second Amendment today on the program, so stay tuned for that. By the way, here's a little advice from Yoda. Speaking of Yoda, you know who Yoda is, Todd? I know you're not a big...
I know who Yoda is, yes.
In fact, earlier Todd said he hated Star Wars. Just if you're a big Star Wars fan, you could send your text to Todd at 701-226-8503 and let them know what
you think. Hey, if you hate Star Wars like I do, send me a text. I'm a much bigger Spaceballs fan. I think Mel Brooks nailed it.
Or your comments on the program today, also welcome via text at 701-226-8503. Also, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is out at the Fargo Dome this afternoon, tailgating up until 7 o'clock kickoff tonight, with the Spiders of Richmond in town. Big football game tonight, and the Bison win this one. They're off to Frisco on the 9th of January. So to defend their title and hopefully bring home some hardware for the 5th national championship. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, a lot to cover there. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. There are two of them now in North Dakota, 30-plus of these around the country. See, Polar is the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. But they have 30 service centers, 30-plus service centers around the country. And, in fact, the 32nd, I believe, is in Williston, North Dakota. Just opened. If you're traveling Highway 2, you're a little bit west of Williston, not near Love's Truck Stop in that region. Right next to Peterbilt, you'll find the folks from Polar Service Center. And really bumper to bumper. Any kind of truck service, they've got it for you. Bumper to bumper there now. And if you need a tank part, they have it. They deliver parts as far away as Bismarck, Minot, all throughout the Bakken as well. Call them to get you the part or stop and see them. Any work you need done, they are known for their service. Test work on all the tanks. I mean, they literally do it all. Tank wash in Killdeer, a great location there, Highway 22 north of Killdeer, top of the hill there. And as I mentioned, off Highway 2, Ramada, Peterbilt, Loves, nearby in Williston. They're also in Billings, too. Polar Service Center. Two North Dakota locations now to serve you. Clay Ann in Minot. Thanks for waiting. Let's get you in here before we do our Freedom Friday segment. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. The previous gentleman talked about having the good Lord on your side, and I don't know what I would have done 4 years ago, we were flooded in Minot. My husband passed away 3 months later from the stress from the flood, and I continued. I put my house back together again and continued, but it was only with the help of the good Lord. So I just want to make that comment. Also, Scott, I'm wondering if you have had any updates on the rape case at the convenience store in Mapleton.
I'm not. They're very tight-lipped about it. We have a repeated request into the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the lead agency on it, to tell us more. But we don't know a lot. Now, for folks that missed this, was a Smalley man, and LSS is not saying whether he was an immigrant through their program or not, or how he arrived here. But his family saying he's mentally disturbed. That's about all the information we do have. He raped a convenience store clerk in Mapleton, North Dakota, while shouting Allah Akbar the entire time. So many have said that is a terrorist act. They've not labeled that as a terrorist act in a law enforcement sense, but that's about all
okay.
We know, Clay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you'll keep looking for update on it, and I want to wish you and Maria a merry, merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Maria's my wife, and if this is Clay Ann from Minot, I bet you were on our New York City trip. That's how you know my wife is Maria.
Yes, I was. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, we had a great time, not only because it was one of our favorite cities, but mostly because we were 60 grade North Dakotans. It was a lot of fun. So.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't want to offend the South Dakotans or the Minnesotans because we had a few of them, too. So.
okay.
All good Midwesterners, though. It was a lot of fun. Clayon, you take care and have a blessed Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much. You too, Scott.
You bet. Absolutely. And by the way, she mentioned something about her husband and losing her husband after the stress of the flood in Minot. I'm here to tell you. I have scars today, sincerely, from the flood of 97 and that battle, and a couple from 2009. And, you know, Fargo's in the middle of a battle here in the middle part of the valley on what to do for permanent flood protection. And you got Minnesota wanting one thing in environmental studies, and you got the federal government having to find the money, and you've got, a lawsuit battle. You know, I've not got into the weeds or into the trenches too much on the battle because I don't care. I want flood protection, permanent flood protection, not this year-to-year stuff, not anything, because you know what? It is deadly. It is really deadly. It's very costly, but it's also deadly. It is so stressful. And what Clayton said is exactly right. So that's a part we sort of forget, that you just don't ever get to. It just is, you need a permanent fix. Grand Forks, prime example, but I mean, you look at what happened in 97, and now they get similar level, and they whistle as it goes by, and even a few feet higher, and sip lemonade on the porch. That's what you need, that level of comfort. Wahpeton's been able to do something similar. Obviously, West Fargo with the Cheyenne Diversion, there's areas that have been able to, protect areas and think very differently than some communities do now, so. Not fun to fight them year to year. Anyway, let's get to our next guest, and let's talk about the Second Amendment here a little bit today. Mark Skogerbolt joins us every Friday. He's a constitutional expert, and he is a freedom poet, and he does constitution classes, finding some of those in February we're going to tell you about before the end of the segment today. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, just great, Scott. I'm glad you got back from New York safe and sound. Merry Christmas to you and your wonderful listening audience, man.
Same to you, sir. Absolutely. So let's go through the Second Amendment here for folks, okay? And maybe it's been
just a handful of words, one little paragraph in the Second Amendment. This is our contract with our government. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free people, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. That's it.
Right. Now, that couldn't be any simpler. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, okay? So let's talk a little about that. First of all, it is right now being infringed because there's all kinds of restrictions on, how your gun looks and what features it's added to it. So we've already gone a little ways down the path to get away from what the Founding Fathers envisioned, didn't we?
We sure did. And you can get some real clarity if you look at the first article in Section 8. That's what we see a little bit more definition to militia and who's in charge of them. Paragraph 14 in Section 8 says the Congress shall make rules of the government to regulate the land, forces, and navy. 15, to provide for calling forth the militia. This is This is Congress' job to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. And then 16, this is really important, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states, respectively, the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. So it's Congress, the local states, and the president that work together, and the militia is supposed to be our Minutemen.
Okay, now some, mostly people that, you know, don't have the regard for the founding fathers that you do, but some say that, you know, that well-regulated militia that you read at the front was basically to say, Congress, you can't take away a state's rights to self-defense, so you've got to leave that up to the state, not to the individual. What do you say to that?
Because it is so clear, the right of the people. The people. This is individual. These rights are individual rights. The people is all of the people. This is like the general welfare. This is an encompassing, it didn't say the right of the states to keep and bear arms. It's the right of the people. The word, and then you've got to go back and look at the beginning and what it means. Remember that the first use of the Minutemen or the militia was right after the shot heard around the world when 8 Americans got killed in Lexington. And then the Redcoats lost was one horse. They marched off to Concord to seize our weapons, but the Minutemen or the militia rose up before the end of the day. Every tree and building was firing at the Redcoats. 273 Brits died before they got back to Boston because we had a well-trained militiamen that were of the local people to defend themselves against the tyranny of the government army. They were British soldiers at the time, and they were British citizens. So this was the people defending themselves against the abusive power of their own government.
So when they started this with saying a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, in your mind, what they're saying there is the people, I mean the free people, ultimately owning and bearing arms would be the check against a rogue government. They'd be the militia.
They would be the ultimate check and balance. And James Madison in the Federalist Papers went even further. He said we would never have to fear the federal government, who only has 30,000 troops, till we have a 500,000 of the people are armed. Of course, at that time, they were armed with the same kind of weapons. Now we have this concentration of power in the federal government, but it was so clear. This was to protect against tyranny. It had nothing to do with hunting.
So, yeah, the Second Amendment is an individual's right. It's not a collective right.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's very interesting to note that in 1792, after the war, and after this amendment was written, Congress passed a law requiring every male citizen between the ages of 18 and 45 to be enrolled in the militia of his state, provide himself with a good musket and not less than 24 cartridges, and also required to appear so armed, accoutred, provided when called out to exercise into service by their governor.
So what do you make of, the right of people to keep and bear arms? Give them a cannon. Let them have a bazooka.
Right. That would be an equalizer.
But I'm saying those are banned. You can't, right?
Right. But I think the governor, because the firepower of just, one Black Hawk helicopter or a Sherman tank, I think there should be an additional safeguard where the governor would have to sign off on any use of any military ordnance or weapons in his state to protect, that there'd be another whole layer that the Founding Fathers didn't account for, that the government would be so much heavily more...
You leave that to the state to decide.
Right.
Hold tight, Mark, if you would. Freedom Friday, questions or comments, welcome. More on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grassafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com. Choose a mobile mass card and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mass card will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Love this. 11 before 11, we're in the holiday spirit here. Christmas is on our mind, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Brian sends a note and says, unrelated to our topic right now, but I did want to get to this today. Do me a favor this morning, would you, Scott? Could you give a big thank you to the Minot Police Department, Ward County Sheriff, Highway Patrol, and many other agencies who showed up to put on a wonderful tribute to a longtime friend, Lieutenant Darren Agee, who passed away last Saturday. In the 10 years he battled cancer, he never complained once. He was a truly amazing man, father, and friend, and an extremely dedicated officer who will be missed by many. The camaraderie and brotherhood demonstrated by the men and women in uniform was truly moving. And
know. I think we can honor those we lose by taking something from how they lived and doing something a little better in our lives. I've been thinking about that since I heard the news earlier this week of our buddy Enoch Thorsgaard passing away on Wednesday up in Northwood. I'm going to a prayer service for him tonight in Northwood. And I just think, wow, you know, 98 years and doing what he did, how he did it. You know, there's a lot of lessons to live, and it sounds like the same thing you have from Lieutenant Eggie. Thank you for sending that note. Appreciate it very much. And we haven't given a shout-out to the family of Buckshot Hoppner either, but that was another legend lost this week. Been around a lot of years. I forget the line that JFK used when he referred to him when he came to North Dakota, the legendary Democrat that passed away earlier this week. 90? Wasn't he 90 time? Buckshot Hoppner? I think he was
90
some change, maybe.
Something like that.
Enoch had him by a couple of years, 98. But anyway.
91.
John F. Kennedy, as president, recognized him but messed up his name. I don't know why he called him Shotgun somebody or another. It wasn't Buckshot, but kind of a legendary one. All right, let's see. Roll that call that came in during the break for Mark here.
Say you're talking about the Second Amendment. Isn't that the only concealed carry permit I would need? The Second Amendment itself says it shall not be infringed. So why would I need to have a concealed carry permit? Please give that some thought.
You're absolutely right. None of the founding fathers would have been surprised. In fact, a lot of the people early on wore concealed weapons. When they went out, they had nice little derringers in their breast pockets, and it was absolutely, you see, the thing was, they trusted law-abiding people, and hopefully, you know, and they had the absolute right to defend themselves, and there was no need for a concealed license.
And by the way, I would ask these questions of elected leaders. Right? Every elected leader you know asks that question. All right, here's a copy of the Second Amendment. Can you tell me why I need to have a concealed carry permit now? Where is that? What's that tied to? You know? And the next thing we can have a conversation about is the Tenth Amendment. Because to the degree that there are any restrictions, state by state ought to be saying, this is what, you know, works here and this was what doesn't. So you keep government closer to the people. Let's go to Galen and Bismarck from the Second Amendment. Your next remark.
Yes, I just want to support what the previous callers have been saying, and that Second Amendment is not just for a militia. But if you look on the Internet or look other places where things that people wrote about at the time, they were not even going to have those amendments because they said it's all included in the Constitution. Some like James Madison, others said, no, these are so important, these 10 things, and especially number 1 and 2 are the most important. They need to be spelled out specifically because that is what our representative form of democracy is all about. And if we don't have those two, you don't have anything.
Those two being what again, Galen?
A First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion.
Oh, I see what you said. I got it. You're talking about the First and Second Amendment. I thought you were talking about something else off of the Second Amendment. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Mark?
Yeah, that's just terrific. In fact, there should be no gun-free zones, no soft targets. A terrorist just drove into a crowd in Jerusalem, was immediately gunned down by the armed bystanders. We need to have no soft schools, no soft government buildings, no soft Air Force bases, no soft sporting events. I think we need to tell the people probably should just have the bartenders armed in some of these bars. But you know what I mean. There should be no soft targets, and we should be able to quickly defend ourselves against ISIS or any other group of maniacs.
That's right. In fact, one of the widows from San Bernardino was quoted on one of the talk shows last night that her husband had talked about if he should be having a concealed weapon or not. He's now dead. Had he had
That's
it,
right.
would have probably saved quite a few lives right there.
I heard that.
That's
that was
right.
somebody that attended the party in San Bernardino. The widow said, you know what, he always said he should get one and was thinking about getting one. If he'd had one, maybe he'd be alive today. That's, you know, very poignant. Galen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. You know what I can't get over, Mark? I can't get over how...
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things to love about our founding fathers, but to me, the core of their genius is to write something so brief and be so simple. Now, you know, politicians sense screw it up right and left, but this is unbelievable. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution is one sentence. One sentence that says,
saved us. Just think that probably defended us. Japan didn't dare to invade us because they knew that we were a heavily armed society.
Yeah, true statement. That one of the top generals said, when asked, why don't we go further? Why don't we invade the country? He said, there's a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States of America.
Right.
That's what he said. That was the quote. I love that quote. But one sentence sums it up. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. In other words, free people having guns. If we're going to have a free state, that's what we need. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, you can't get any more simple. It's great. Mark, thanks a bunch. We didn't get a chance to talk about what we're going to do in February, but we'll do that. Keep some time open in February because Mark's going to do a series of classes and celebrate the presidents in February. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.